Hey, welcome back to Chew the Bible. It's your good friend A.A. Ron. Hope everyone is having an amazing day. I think I've discovered the way to make delicious coffee is to use two filters, not one. I have a $10 little coffee maker I got from Walmart. And it's the powder kind. And what am I trying to say here? Yeah, and you know, the big old, I don't know how many ounces this thing is, but canister of it. Yeah, the great value of the Colombian coffee powder. Now you coffee connoisseurs are like, what? You bougie folks. Like, yeah, get the real beans and you got the coffee press, whatever y'all do. The special, even the Keurigs, I ain't got all that. I got a little $10 coffee maker and I buy the powder with the old school filters. And yes, I've discovered two filters. That's the trick. Two lovely filters. Two dose fun filters. There you go. That's the trick. And it tastes, because yeah, one filter, it's like kind of bitter. Yum. All right, here we go. We're in Leviticus chapter 17, reading on the NLT. Prohibitions against eating blood. Then the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to Aaron and his sons and all the people of Israel. This is what the Lord has commanded. If any native Israelite sacrifices a bull or a lamb or a goat anywhere inside or outside the camp, instead of bringing it to the entrance of the tabernacle to present it as an offering to the Lord, that person will be as guilty as a murderer. Thus a person has shed blood and will be cut off from the community. The purpose of this rule is to stop the Israelites from sacrificing animals in the open fields. It will ensure that they bring their sacrifices to the priests at the entrance of the tabernacle so you can present them to the Lord as peace offerings. Yeah, basically thinking they can do their own little side deals or, yeah, circumvent the rules that God had put in place. Isn't that just like us in modern day times as Christians? We're always like trying to find loopholes in everything. Everyone's always looking for a loophole. Well, and this, the funny thing is like, all right, so John 14:6, when Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's like trying to, anybody that's like, I just got to be a good person. Well, there's many ways to God. I'm like, nope. I would just say, those are loopholes. I say it in a nice way, but yeah. Loopholes. Just think loopholes. Anytime somebody's trying to come up with some other way to get to God other than through Jesus Christ, just think the word loophole with a capital L, capital O, capital O, capital P, capital H, capital O, capital L, capital E. Just in case y'all didn't know how to spell that word. All right, verse 6. I'm just being silly, y'all. Then the priest will be able to splatter the blood against the Lord's altar at the entrance of the tabernacle, and he will burn the fat as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. So I always joke that God loves barbecue because that would be funny. We should look up all the times. Let's do it right now. How many times is pleasing aroma mentioned in the Bible? I'm just typing in Bible Gateway, type in pleasing aroma. I might have to change. This is in the NIV. The phrase pleasing aroma is used 40 times. Wow. In the NLT, it's used 40 times. No, 41 times in the NLT. 40 times in the NIV. I just went to BibleGateway.com and did that. It's fun to do that sometimes, like just look up how many times a certain word is mentioned in the Bible. like, let's do one more. Let's type in, it's an NLT. I'm typing the word heaven. Heaven is mentioned 913 times in the Bible. According to this search, to see how many times the word hell is mentioned. I know it's not mentioned just 18 times. Oh, this ain't right. Oh, yeah, because they use the word Gehenna. And, yeah, so that's a hard one. Heaven's an easier search to do. But, yeah, in some trends, they use Gehenna and Hades. So, yeah, that's a little bit harder to search. Verse 6, then the priest will be able to splatter the blood against the Lord's altar at the entrance of that tabernacle. And he will burn the fat as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. The people must no longer be unfaithful to the Lord by offering sacrifices to the goat idols. This is a permanent law for them to be observed from generation to generation. Give them this command as well. If any native Israelite or foreigner living among you offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, but does not bring it to the entrance of the tabernacle to offer it to the Lord, that person be cut off from the community. And if any native Israelite or foreigner living among you eats or drinks blood in any form, I will turn against that person and cut him off from the community of your people. For the life of the body is in its blood. I have given you the blood on the altar to purify you, making you right with the Lord. It is the blood given in exchange for a life that makes purification possible. It's foreshadowing to Jesus, how he gave his life. He shed his blood was shed for us when we take communion. That's what we're remembering. Do this in remembrance of me. We're remembering his shed blood on the cross when he died for us and died for our sins, and that purified us once and for all. We don't have to sacrifice bulls and goats and rich sheep. He was the sheep that was slain. Yes, I drink my coffee through a straw. Verse 12, that is why I have said to the people of Israel, you must never eat or drink blood, neither you nor the foreigners living among you. And if any native Israelite or foreigner living among you goes hunting and kills an animal or bird that is approved for eating, he must drain its blood and cover it with earth. The life of every creature is in its blood. That is why I have said to the people of Israel, you must never eat or drink blood, for the life of any creature is in his blood. So whoever consumes blood will be cut off from the community. Verse 15, and if any native-born Israelite or foreigners eat the meat of an animal that died naturally or was torn up by wild animals, they must wash their clothes and bathe themselves in water. They will remain ceremonially unclean until evening, but then they will be clean. But if they do not wash their clothes and bathe themselves, they will be punished for their sin. Heavenly Father, thank you for dying on the cross for us and being the ultimate sacrifice for us, dying for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to never forget that. Help us to remember that. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it never loses its power. Thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty precious name, I pray. Oh, amen. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It'll never lose his power. This is the part I always forget. I know it reaches to the highest mountain. How does it go? And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose. please pray for me, y'all. I've been dealing with a lot of just mental challenges lately. Lack of energy, sleep issues, lethargy. What's that one thing called when you've... it's called sleep. I was just telling my brother about it. Paralysis. There you go. It's annoying. And then I have a, what do you call it? Orientation today at 4 p.m. With this, for this cybersecurity class. So that I'm planning on signing up for. So y'all pray for me on that. Pray that it goes well. And anything else? Nope. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Till next time, I'll holler. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23. For the wages or the cost of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated or showed his love toward us, in that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:9-10. If we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with our hearts we believe we are now in right standing with God, and with our mouth we confess that we are now saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever, anybody, everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. So if you would like to be saved today, you can simply say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen.